go to Starbucks?
What trends are you talking about? Welcome to the Ancestral Mind Podcast. My name is Colin Stuckert, the one and only founder and CEO of Wildfoods Co. and theancestralmind.com, here with two co-hosts? We got one co-host.
They're going to call us hoes.
Two hoes.
Two of these hoes.
We got one of them here who is a keto extraordinaire who's going to talk to us about how to eat well while traveling. This is actually a listener request that came in a few days ago, and we're already recording a show on it because that's how awesome we are to our audience. So if you want us to cover anything, you need to let us know. Send us an email to ancestralmind@gmail.com or info@wildfoods.co. And so, Brent, I usually tell people what the Ancestral Mind's all about, but why don't you tell them what the Ancestral Mind's all about?
Wow. Welcome to the Ancestral Mind Podcast, where we cover all things health from an ancestral perspective. We want to help you build an ancestral mind so you can think about the decisions you make on a daily basis while considering the first principles of what makes you human. We're here to wake people up to the mismatch of our current environment so that we can hopefully reverse the trend of declining health currently overtaking our species. My name is Colin Stuckert. I moved to Austin for you.
You are not Colin Stuckert. That is me. And I feel like the intro, we should turn it into a rap or something. It's like, it's such a long run-on sentence that I feel like you're actually rapping as you're going about it. So Logan, though, real quick, since we're doing a mini show today, right, on how to eat well, eating out, and how to eat well while traveling.
Okay.
Give, because some of our listeners may not have heard your other show, maybe they don't know who you are, give us a quick intro to you and your brand and what you're doing.
Yes, I'm Logan Sneed. My brand is FusionLean.com. Instagram is Logan_FusionLean and YouTube is Logan Sneed. And I do online meal and workout plans through the keto diet and change lives and changing my own life.
And so brain cancer survivor, that's how you fell into keto. You know, long story, what episode can our listeners check out to go listen to that show with Logan?
Logan was, I believe, episode 7 or five.
7 was Bias.
It was 5 then.
Episode 6 was Jamie. So Logan is episode 5.
Yep.
Okay, so go check that out. Again, on iTunes, guys, you can also go to theancestralmind.com and click on the podcast at the top. That will give you the hub for all of our shows. I highly recommend checking that out. Logan has an amazing story. He's making a positive change in the world. That's what we're all about here. So please go and support him, follow him, get on the YouTube. Look out for his Donald Trump and Barack Obama full day of meeting videos that he just put out that he's working on.
My favorite part about that is he was like, all right, guys, I want you to be in this video, but don't be political at all. And we don't know what it's about. So I'm waiting to hear like what he's going to talk about. And he's like, yeah, I did a day meeting as Donald Trump. I'm like, how do we not get political when it's literally the president?
Yeah, that should be fun. So today, mini show aiming for like 30 minutes tops. And we're going to just dive right into how to eat better. We're not going to spend time on like why you should want to eat better. That should be pretty obvious at this point. And if it's not, go back and check out the shows, I think maybe 2 or 3, where we really talk about nutrition and real food and all that. And that will give you the baseline foundation of why you want to eat better. In case you need a good reason, I'll just give you one. Okay. Logan is doing keto, but a real food based keto to basically curb brain cancer, right?
Correct.
In fact, today we got some news from a friend of ours who just got diagnosed, if you find a tumor. Is that what it would be? They put it in an emergency to pull it out today. Like just happened. And it's someone who a friend of ours has been on this person about her diet and things like that. So like fundamentally, ladies and gentlemen of the show, heart disease and cancer are two of the number one killers in this country. And the reason, the primary reason you want to eat better is to avoid that. Wow. And that's why you do what you do, Logan, right? But even for other people, if you want to be thinner, live longer, be happier, be more efficient, you need to eat better. Food is the foundation.
Yeah.
Right? Is there anything you'd like to add before we dive into it?
Yeah, actually, like in the next day, I can't remember exact day, but like it'll be a 3-year mark in the next day or two of not diagnosis. It'll be like a 3-year mark of like the day that the seizure happened. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And you've basically been cancer free, right, since then? Like it hasn't come back or anything? You haven't?
The tumor has not come back. I believe I'm cancer free. They don't know. Sure. Doctors don't know, but sure. I believe I am. Correct.
Right. Yep. Okay, great. So now we're going to get into just what we can do. You travel pretty often. You know, even when we're not traveling, we live in Austin. It's a fast growing city. Like there's some good food here, but there's a lot of not great food here, which is pretty much the case in every city. And, you know, we all live by Whole Foods. And even in Whole Foods, I would say probably 90% of the products are garbage, you know? So what are some things that just off the top of your head, and I have my list, and but I want you to kind of go first. What are some things that you do, let's say in your daily life, if you happen to be at a restaurant with friends and family, like what choices are you making? And then when you're traveling, what are you doing to prep so that you can make sure that your trip is as clean as possible?
For as far as restaurants, you know, with family, either are you asking if I'm not traveling or just going to restaurants? Like
you're in Austin, you're going okay. to restaurants. You pretty much are going with friends or family. So like you maybe don't get to choose. Even then you try to like choose good options, right?
Yeah.
But in that case, even if it is a good option, you can't eat everything on the menu. You still have to like make tweaks and stuff.
Yeah. Right? So, I mean, let's pretend that like I'm going with people that I don't know and they don't know my diet or whatever.
Yeah. Let's say
we're just going to go to Chili's.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. You're going to go to Chili's or Applebee's or something. What would you do?
In reality, like my real answer is I wouldn't eat there.
Okay.
I would bring a meal actually. So I'll give you a few answers. So yep. I personally, what I would do is I'd be bringing my own meal. I'd mm-hmm. call in and say, hey, look, I'm sorry, but I cannot eat y'all's food. This is why, yada, yada, yada. Okay. But as far as anybody else, you know, I would go in and I would say, okay, what's a meat that I can get here that I like? Mm-hmm. Is that ground beef? Is that going to be a steak? Is that going to be some salmon? Is that going to be eggs? Okay, cool. I found that meal had that. Okay, now what's some greens or cruciferous vegetables or whatever that I can get with that? Is that either getting rid of the fries and bringing in a side salad, like a steak? Maybe it comes with asparagus and a side of French fries. Get rid of the French fries, just replace it with cauliflower, mm-hmm. whatever. So that's what I would do is always just looking for a meat and a veggie. And then
as the base.
Yeah.
Yes. That is what I would recommend to everybody. That's kind of your wheelhouse. Like you can obviously build from there and you'll learn there's certain things you can have and not have certain substitutions you can make. But generally you're always looking for the cleanest protein you can find. Now, the problem is though, and I'm sure you run into this, is like you pretty much always ask, is it grass fed? Most of the time restaurants, it's not. Right.
No, it's hardly.
So
ever.
What do you do in cases like that? Like cause you basically won't eat non grass fed beef.
Yeah, I mean, if it's not 100% grass-fed, like even if it's grass-fed, I still won't eat it. It has to be 100% grass-fed. And so, like, if that didn't happen, I mean, I'll say, do you guys have any eggs? Yeah, we do. Okay, again, are those pasture-raised?
Your eggs are not good. I can,
you know,
and almost all of them.
Yeah, and they're most likely not. But I mean, again.
So you could then default to pretty much your safest option is wild-caught fish.
Yeah.
Right. If you could find wild-caught fish, that's always a safe protein.
But even
right?
that, it's so rare. I mean, like, I was in, where was I? L.A. There was a place, it was like, on the website, it was like, we got a wild-caught this and mm-hmm. this and this. It literally said wild-caught. And then we go in there, and we're sitting at the thing. We're like, oh, yeah, so we saw that you guys have this wild-caught salmon. And then, like, the guy was like, oh, no. No, this is from the Atlantic Ocean, actually. And it's farm-raised, too. We're like, okay, all right. Well, that didn't work.
Yeah, well, that's the problem is there's not a focus on those type of things in restaurants.
Yeah.
Like it's unless you're going to a really high-end restaurant that part of their brand is sourcing, which is like typically a little bit more expensive. You know, it's just hard to find places like that. It's hard to find these things. Like restaurants have to control their food costs. They're not going to buy wild-caught stuff, grass-fed stuff, like even good eggs because it's more expensive.
Yeah.
Right? Unless they're a higher-end restaurant, that's why they do it, right?
Yeah.
So I would say when you're eating out, you need to primarily focus on the protein first. It's kind of like the base, right?
Yeah.
And then figure out what you can do. Like if you can get wild-caught fish or grass-fed meat or even like local chicken or something. For most people, these are going to be safer options.
Yeah. Right? I mean,
you're on another level as far as your strictness goes.
Yeah.
Right.
You can find any restaurant that is keto friendly, that is vegetarian friendly, that has healthier options. You know, I mean, like, get rid of the the French fries. Just replace it with a veggie. Even mm-hmm. if you're not on keto, whatever mm-hmm. diet you're on, just get a little bit more healthy with it, you know?
Yeah. Less carbs, less refined carbs, less processed foods. Obviously nothing deep fried.
Yeah.
You know?
So yeah, that's one thing is regardless of what restaurant, like if it's good food or bad food, I personally, every time I go, I say, hey, what oil do you guys use to cook it with? They all say canola or like vegetarian oil.
Soybean oil, vegetable oil.
Yeah. And I say, can you please do it with olive oil? And everybody's like, yeah, that's totally fine.
Yeah. And for everyone else, I would actually recommend butter. You don't do dairy or butter, but for most people, you'd be better off with butter than olive oil because even olive oil, you can run into some issues. A lot of times, olive can sometimes be like a mix of canola. Do you know that they can literally label olive oil per FDA and put canola in it? Like it's an actual thing. It's just like the trans fat. It's just like the trans fat scam. If your per serving size, meaning the amount that's on the nutrition label, can be under 1 gram of trans fat, I think it, or maybe even it's 0.5 grams. They're allowed to say zero. Seriously. Like, this is the kind of crap that goes on in the food industry. So, so yeah, keep that in mind. Let's fit, like, a first principle here is kind of like, ask questions and edit your meal. Like, that's pretty much what we all need to get in the habit of doing. Don't just look at this thing and say, oh yeah, it's a steak and, you know, I'll just get veggies instead. I mean, for most people, they'll probably do that's better than nothing, but like, even asking to not cook it in canola oil for a lot of people is huge, because the vegetable and the seed oils are a huge thing in restaurant food that makes it so bad for us. Yeah. Yet most people have no idea to ask that, right? So literally just say, hey man, cook my stuff in butter. And most cooks or chefs will know how to use butter, and that's going to be way better for you. And that, or I mean, olive oil is still way better than like soybean or whatever crap they're typically using.
Well, people get like, they get nervous. So like, oh, I don't want to ask her because she's going to like think I'm weird. Well, in reality, like, the people that are more nervous are the waitress and waiters rather than the people asking it. So, I mean, people shouldn't be nervous. Like, just get uncomfortable.
It's also good for them. It's training.
Yeah.
Like, you know how many restaurants, even big chains I go to, and I'm like, is this gluten-free? And at this point, gluten-free is kind of something that every big company in the world should have a program for, right? Because it's such a big food allergy. Yet they're still, they're like, they look around at their employees like, yes, if it's gluten-free, I don't know what to say. Like, but we're actually doing them a favor, because now the next person that comes in, they're going to be able to answer that question. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to raise awareness of that, you know, restaurants should be conscious of their ingredients. Like, it's actually fascinating, and this is kind of a tangent, that there's so little transparency in our food, yet it's one of the number one things that affect our health.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, most people have no idea, and most companies do not share the information. So that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But now, so that's eating out. What about traveling?
Traveling, man, it's, even that is still super easy.
Okay.
Let's put it in the specific context of the listener that sparked this episode. He specifically asked, he was going to be gone for 2 to 3 weeks in multiple locations.
Okay.
So.
Yeah. So he wouldn't be able to cook as much maybe, right? So like, he'd have to, you know, kind of rely on restaurants, maybe rely on some pre-made things, some snacks, some things you can get from Whole Foods. Like, there's a lot of strategies, but you kind of need to know some things.
Do you really know where he's traveling to?
He did tell us, but it was in the U.S. But
let's just assume it's a city. Yeah. City.
I mean, I just went to 6 countries in 12 days with my family, and I still was able to 100% stick to it. Now,
just because you ask questions.
I asked questions. I got uncomfortable. I did research. Like, okay, I'm going to this location. What are local grocery stores around here?
Yeah.
You know, and even then I would go to the grocery store website. Mm-hmm. Like, what do they have? Oh, yeah. Okay, they have this. So my tip to whoever that is like, I would do research. Plan it out. Don't go there and say, oh my gosh, it's 5 o'clock. Now I don't know what to eat. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh wait, McDonald's is right there. Mm-hmm. You know, plan it out. Structure it. That way when you know and you're there, you're like, okay, grocery store, 5 miles away. I'll get an Uber right there. I'll get hard-boiled eggs, sardines, whatever.
When you do that, are you getting like a bundle of food to bring with you? You bringing things on your trip? Like, maybe you buy a 12 pack of sardines or something, right? Like, what else are you doing?
I mean, honestly, I will bring hard boiled eggs. I won't bring like a ton of them because I don't want them to go bad or whatever, mm-hmm. but a lot of sardines, I'll bring those. A lot of nuts I'll bring. And what I also do is just a lot of fasting. Yep. You know, when I travel, I mean, I think I eat less, but I still eat, you know, I don't starve myself. But I'm always fasting, so it makes it so much easier. And then let's say that like I end up skipping lunch. Like right now, I haven't eaten in 21 hours. So I'm having one meal for the day. So mm-hmm. if I'm traveling doing this,
it's so much easier.
It's so much easier. And then let's say I get 1.5 meals at a restaurant, and it's like, you know, decent saving, you know, and you're enjoying a pretty large meal.
Yeah. In fact, we haven't done a show on intermittent fasting yet. We've talked about it a little bit, but we need to have a whole show dedicated. We'll probably have Logan back on. Maybe we'll have a couple guests. Keep an eye out for that. We fast. Even Brent's fasting now. Everyone around us fasts. It's just one of those.
Brent.
It's one of those things.
Scumbag like, over here.
Hey.
When'd you eat?
I didn't say that.
When did I eat? Well, I mean, I just ate, but I haven't missed an 18-hour fast in.
Since he's moved here.
Yeah. I think I missed one day. I did like 16 and a half hours.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah.
No, 16 is actually the base. That's what I do. Yeah. 16, yeah, 8, right? No, like that's very good.
I've just shifted mine to 18 too, but we can talk about that as to why on another
episode. Yeah. We'll talk about that in another episode. Let's get into some specific foods. And so we talked about eating out. traveling, I still feel like I'm a little fuzzy.
I am not an expert at eating out and traveling, or I'm sorry, eating clean and traveling. I am an expert on traveling, though. I have spent a lot of time. I've spent over 150 days at sea. I've been to 36 different countries now.
Wow.
I will throw out a tip that can actually be related to the clean eating, at least a little bit.
Okay.
I bring a travel espresso maker with me, and you can bring your espresso ground beans with it. It's a hand pump, so you just have to have something that can heat up the water. So if you're in an Airbnb with a stove, you can do it that way. Most of the time, if you go to a hostel or a hotel, they'll have a hot water spigot somewhere that is for teas and that kind of thing. You can use that, and you can use that to do your coffees if you feel the need to curb your appetite or get some clean energy with a black coffee, that kind of thing. You may not want to drink the battery acid that they provide at the hotels. It's called like Nanopresso. I don't go anywhere without it.
The food. We're on food today. So you're
all right, man. I was talking about travel.
That's fine, but
finally,
this is more about eating out than it is, because if you travel to a city that's similar to the city you live in, you're basically using the same principles. You're eating out. So for a lot of people, it's just how can they eat out better? Also, how can they, what I think we should address, how can they utilize to-go food or like food from Whole Foods that they can bring back to their hotel room? You know, whether it's like a bag of nuts, whether that's hard-boiled eggs that maybe have a little mini fridge, like things like that. When you go to someplace like Whole Foods, buy a bag of organic apples if you need to, you just have something that can either hold you over or you can build like a mini meal. I mean, a lot of times we think we have to eat these huge meals, but when you start fasting and you start regulating your appetite, you realize like you really just need one meal a day and then maybe a smaller mini meal or a snack here and there.
Yeah.
Like for most people, that's sustainable.
What about some bars or like Wild Keto bar?
Which it hasn't come out yet, but that will, when that comes out, that will be the best. So what do you got, Logan? You got any other products or tips or tools?
One thing that I do whenever I'm going out, like, you know, Logan, how do you find quality restaurants, right? So what I do is I usually am in the car or like I'm riding, you know, an Uber or whatever. And I'll ask Siri, quality restaurants near me. And then obviously not every single one of them is quality, but usually let's say that like 10 of them show up, maybe about two of them might be quality. And if two of them are quality, then I'll look more in depth to them.
Yeah, right? You should try organic food too.
Yeah, that's what I do too. I type in Google.
Do local food.
Yeah.
And then do farm to table or like farm food or whatever. Like farm to table restaurant is a good one. Because in Yelp, there's a whole category on Yelp that is farm to table.
Yeah.
And so like a lot of times it's not perfect. Like you're going to have a lot of crap that actually pops up. Like how the heck is that farm to table? But you will find the ones that are a little bit better and that are sourcing ingredients better. So that's a really good strategy.
And just even if it doesn't say like organic ingredients on the menu does not mean that it's bad for you.
Yeah.
Like it could be local, like you said, you know.
A lot of times organic is kind of synonymous with local and those type of listings, even though they're very different things. But generally, the more local, more small farm sourcing, the better.
Yeah.
And again, food doesn't have to be organic. There's a lot of farmers that do things better than organic, and there's a lot of issues with organic. There's a lot of scamming around organic. It's just not what it used to be, but we won't get into that today.
Do you think that people are, like, when they travel, do you think they're more tempted to cheat and drink, or do you think it's more like, I don't know, like less, if that makes sense?
It's more.
You think so?
It's definitely more.
People make an excuse. They think, oh, well, I'm just traveling. Or what do humans do anytime something, like there's a hurdle, right? Anytime there's any kind of resistance, we just try to do what's easy.
Yeah.
So like if you're not at home, you don't have your stove, you don't have your pans, you don't have your knives, you don't have your routine. We're just like, oh, I'll just eat out, you know, or whatever. Like, and that is like 2 weeks at a time, 3 weeks at a time. If you're doing that kind of traveling, you can't fall into that because you will literally ruin your diet and gain 10 pounds in the process if you're just eating out every day. Like you need a plan. So that's what we're trying to address today. But what about actual products people can take with them and get into and take on the go to kind of help with this process?
I mean, there's a lot of different products that they can take.
What are some of your staples? We just talked about them.
So the wild charcoal.
Yeah.
Great for, you know, before and after of a meal that may not be the highest quality.
Yep. Helps absorb toxins.
Peeling nut butter. They have a little
squeeze pack.
Yeah. Squeeze pack. It's like just peeling nut butter. Like it's delicious.
And they have like fat bombs and stuff too. There's a lot of products on Amazon you can take
that
are super convenient, that can hold you over. They give you energy. You know, that type of stuff is great. Like, you don't do dark chocolate, but I like dark chocolate. So I'll bring a few dark chocolate bars especially when I'm flying.
Yeah.
So I'm not tempted to eat like the airport crap food, right? You can find hard boiled eggs a lot and bring those. Those keep pretty well, actually. You put them in a little fridge. If you can find a good kind of like real food bar, like there's a lot of crap protein bars out there, but there are like some reasonable bars here and there. If you really know what you're looking for, just aim for things that don't have a lot of sugar.
What do you know? What an example of one of those off the top of your head? Like, would you say the RX bars are
They're pretty reasonable. Yeah. The RX bars are pretty good. Yeah. I don't know if they're doing now cause they got bought by a big company. I don't know if the quality's gone down, but something like that, the similar macros and ingredients would be good. Also taking pink salt, like wild pink salt on the go, either a bag or the minis is really great for adding
flavor. Water.
Even in your water in the morning, see, right? Get those electrolytes up. And then another product we didn't mention that I know you've taken probably on the go, I take it sometimes, is an MCT oil, wild MCT oil. Like we even have the minis that you can take, and you can take that to actually as like a salad dressing, or you can pour it on your steak or whatever, just give you some of those nice ketone friendly fats in there.
Yeah, and it fills you up.
I'd also say a good water bottle, like a Hydro Flask or something. Yep. Just being able to stay hydrated over the course of the day, many times when you're hungry.
Definitely.
It's...
I like the cocoa butter too. People are like, Logan, why are you eating the cocoa butter like it's a cookie? Mm-hmm. Everyone thinks I'm weird, but I love just eating it like it's like a little mini mint cookie or something.
Yep.
So that's another good. I mean, you can just eat six of them and that's like 14 grams of fat.
Exactly. And you can get where of these ingredients, Brent?
Well, if you're interested in any of the ingredients we just mentioned, aside from the water bottle, actually, we have one of those too. You can go to wildfoods.co where you get your real food with real ingredients and we get it out to you real time, really fast. You can use the code AMPODCAST12, get 12% off your order, and they'll know that Brent sent you.
Good job, Brent. Good
collagen's another one. You need your protein and your calories.
Collagen, which you can get at wildfoods.co. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and what you can do is you could put your collagen, like for Brent's example, if you're bringing your own coffee, you could put some collagen there. You could even make like a morning butter brew, and that can actually help you do your breakfast, right? Most people, what they need to do is they need to do more fasting, but because we can't really dive into that today, we'll just kind of reserve that for the fasting show. But one strategy is to have something like everybody knows they call it Bulletproof Coffee, which is just a branding thing, but it's basically fatty coffee or keto coffee or whatever. And that's a really good strategy for when you're traveling because you don't have to wake up and go find a breakfast place, right? You can just kind of make your own drink, get some nice fat in there, some fatty acids to fuel you for the day, and then eat your first meal at either lunchtime or a little bit later.
Yeah, you can even you can go to any coffee joint now and like, I know that they all have probably heard about somebody ordering a keto coffee. Starbucks, they definitely know.
Yep.
I mean, Dunkin' Donuts might know too.
Yep.
You know, you can always get a keto coffee almost anywhere.
So what is the trend I'm seeing? Does anybody recognize a trend that I'm seeing with all of this stuff?
Go to Starbucks.
What trends are you talking about?
No, Colin showed me his portfolio earlier today of his stocks, and he has Starbucks in there. So I thought this was like a way to increase his stock value.
Brent, that is not public knowledge.
Oh.
And I have my reasons for that. And we'll talk about that maybe on another show. It's also not... Guys, it's like nothing. It's like a Robinhood account. It's for fun. So don't let him fool you. I have like all these stocks or anything.
Are you seeing like a trend of like places like Starbucks,
what's the constant? The constant is we're all making decisions and like making tweaks based on these decisions, right?
Yeah.
Instead of letting whatever's on the menu be the thing, right? Or just saying, oh, we're traveling, so we can't do anything about it. We're taking control of these decisions. We're preemptively planning things. We're going out of our way to find a good restaurant. We're going out of our way to order the good thing on the menu and like say no to this or whatever. All this is, and this is what a lot of people have trouble with because they just want to easily give themselves an excuse to just do what's easy, is just making damn decisions that are a little bit better, right?
Yeah.
Most places you go in our modern industrialized society, you can make tweaks to at least make it less damaging. If you can have the best meal, but it shouldn't be fries and deep fried crap and whatever. It should at least be something that's a little bit better, right? And everybody can make that decision to have something that's a little bit better.
I'm not saying that everyone has to do keto, but what I'm saying is that, it's pretty crazy because like Chipotle, they're now seeing...
Or Chick-fil-A or both?
Both.
Yeah.
They both have, you know, keto options on the menu now. I think there's another place. I can't remember what it is, but again, that's another thing. Like a cutout excuse right there. I don't know how to do it. Yeah. Well, just say... Keto bowl. That's all you have to say.
Right. That's not an I guess I would say excuse for eating a
Chick-fil-A
though. Like Chipotle is actually one of the best fast casual restaurants in the world. Like that's something I would always recommend people do. If you can always find a Chipotle around the corner, you're usually good. Just don't get the beans and rice or tortillas.
Yeah.
And you can almost have anything else.
Chipotle was my number one keto place when I was doing keto. Like,
or just, but even just real food, not just keto. Like obviously keto or low carb or whatever is good, but they also use good ingredients and they work with small farms. So like they're a good option.
I was going to ask you about that because I read that it was like, was not as quality as what people are saying. But I don't know. I'm totally unsure.
I, as a growing company, I know that they run into problems with not having enough food because, but they do fund hundreds of small farms. Like, like these farms are built just to supply Chipotle.
Yeah. Well,
like, and so they're, as far as the food industry goes, a lot of what they're trying to do is also change the food industry. They're not going to be perfect. Sure. Like no big company's going to be, but they're definitely going in the right direction. And it's definitely going to be better than something that's like a Chick-fil-A or a fast food restaurant or whatever that just doesn't give a shit at all, right? So these are just all things to keep in mind. And I think so we can kind of wrap up is like make some decisions, ask questions, and just plan. Like with the internet and with the amount of things, even Prime now, you can like Prime stuff or even Amazon Prime it. Like I forgot my sound machine in Denver and I had one to me like the next day, right?
Yep.
Like there's no reason you can't make adjustments and make decisions wherever you're at to stick to your routine, stick to your eating, your diet, your health, your sleep, whatever, right? And so I just think a lot of it is making sure you make it a priority.
You can literally just get a Yeti cooler, like a smaller Yeti cooler, and bring that on your trip. Just pack it
with... You mean like a actual like ice cooler, like you put drinks in or something?
Yeah, but you can also get like a smaller one to put food in, to put meals.
Yeah, bring an ice pack like you're going to school.
Exactly. Now people say, well, it's going to be warm. Okay. Eating one cold... Honestly, I think like cold salmon and like... stuff that's hard-boiled eggs that are decently cold. Like that's, I don't know. It's tasty to me.
Also, anybody saying that kind of stuff is just a whiny little biatche.
Yeah, they're too picky.
Like, they just need to get over it. Like,
biatche.
At the end of the day, ladies and gentlemen, you can either have the body, life, and money of your dreams, and you can make decisions to get it, or you can make excuses and stay where you've always been your entire life. And we're actually going to talk about that on the part two of the success show, which we're going to have Logan on for a little bit, and we can find that coming up soon. It hasn't been posted yet, right? We're going to have success part one and part two, right?
Yeah, I don't know when they were posted or if
we'll get on it, Brent. Should be done tomorrow. Episode,
but some of these are a little out of order.
Anybody have anything to add before we wrap up?
No excuses.
No excuses.
If you want it bad enough, it's not hard. Simple as that.
It is not hard. It is not hard. You're right. And what can people do if they want to get out on their keto journey? Who's going to help them with that?
I'll help them out.
Okay, so how are you going to help them? Where can they go? What should they do? Do you have a website that they can opt into something? Do you have any like free downloads or courses or what should they do?
Yeah, I mean, basically my YouTube is like a full free keto course. I have a free keto course also on the website. So
how do they go there? What's the URL?
Yeah, fusionlean.com. And I think it's like /free.
Can they get it from your homepage?
Yeah, well, they'll see a little tab in the thing.
Okay, so just go to the homepage, fusionlean.com.
Yep.
Find that. Get on his YouTube, which is just Logan Sneed, S-N-E-E-D, right?
Yep.
He'll pop up for sure. And do we have any call to actions for our show? Leave us an iTunes review. Obviously, if you haven't, you're not allowed to listen to the show anymore until you do that.
Colin fires me every episode. Now he finally fired you for not leaving the review. I don't think I've actually left one either.
And then make sure, well, we can't really publicly review our own show. That's kind of weird.
Give somebody a shout out. Say whoever.
Yeah, I'd give us at least 3 stars. Like
best review person gets a shout out.
At least 3. Well, we will when people start emailing us more. We're going to do that. We're going to take listener questions on the air and answer them, etc. And then also, though, make sure you go to theancestralmind.com and get your 7 principles of living wild cheat sheet download. That is going to be a bombastic thing for you to get. So make sure you go and get that.
It's a bombastic.
And I think that's good to wrap up. We're going to keep this a mini episode. So get out there, guys. Make better decisions. Ask questions at restaurants. Invest, right? Invest in your health long term. Thank you all for being on the show and for listening. And then thank you, Logan, for joining us.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Logan. You. Thanks for coming back.
Absolutely. Peace. Solid.
How long was it?
Like 24? I don't know. I'm just totally guessing.